Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about our good buddy, Sam Norwood, being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And once a month, Sam and his team polls their partners, who hundreds of chief information officers, chief operating officers, the nuts and bolts folks in a business that are operating small businesses around the country. He polls those guys and asks them, what do you see out there? What's going on? What's happening? What do you like? What are you frightened about? And he puts that information into a handy dandy report, and we're the beneficiaries, one of the happy beneficiaries of that report. And he's here with that now. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Hey, it's a great pleasure to be back. I'm thinking, you know, we've been doing this survey for 10 years. We started this right after 9/11, so we're coming up on our 10th anniversary. And so we can have a pretty good look back as to where we've been. And I just was looking at the overview of the last 2 years, because sometimes we get lost in the month-to-month changes, sometimes the quarter-to-quarter changes.
Right.
In the last 2 years, our economy and our business conditions actually have improved a lot, but we are so far from being
where we want
in a
be.
Really vigorous economic rebound we'll focus on that. But I just think we need to have that perspective. We're a long way from where we were 2 years ago.
Exactly. 10 years, and who else has covered every one of these with you, Sam?
Well,
besides me,
just you, Jim, and our audience.
who loves you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sam, you're right. I mean, it does help to take a longer view, but it's kind of hard to do that when we got to make payroll this Friday, you know.
Well, exactly.
That's cold comfort when we're trying to make payroll.
Exactly. Think of the long term. Actually, it's very tough. And We're in a slowdown of the recovery right now. We have been since the first of the year. And last year we had a slowdown that began actually in this current month of May. May was really the peak last year, and we went through a very tough summer. We still kept gaining, but at a very slow rate. And we have that same feeling right now that began in January, February of this year, the slowdown occurred, as we know, in the first month, in the first quarter,
right,
for the economy at 1.8% annual growth rate.
Well, you know, Sam, for the last year, we've been polling my audience about what they think about different things. And one of the things we've asked three times now in, say, around a year has been about the economy. And I remember back, say, 9 months or so ago, we asked them about it, and we got about a third we're doing great. About a third was saying, you know, things could be better, but they're better than they were. And about a third said, you know, we feel like we're still in a recession. Mm-hmm. Well, we polled them again back in the winter, and it was more like, instead of third, and a third, it was more like 25-50-25.
Mm.
So it went up, in the people in the middle who said we wish things were better, but they're not horrible, went up a little bit. We just polled the same question last week.
Yeah.
And 14% said experiencing solid growth and expect to for the rest of the year. 40% said growth is similar to national trends, but just barely, meaning, you know, just it's kind of muddling along. But almost half said it still feels like a recession. That bottom number has gone up, and the top number has taken the hit. Now that's following the trend that you're seeing and that everybody else is seeing.
That's consistent with, and we track it on a month-to-month basis, because we're going back to the same people each month in our survey, so we can see trends in the in how they are experiencing business conditions right on the front lines. We ask them to look back 30 days, you know, how was it, better, worse, or about the same. And we ask them to look forward 60 days as to what their expectations are, better, worse, or about the same. And because, A, the questions are pretty simple, but B, they're consistent month after month with a consistent participation audience, we get a really good feel for whether things are getting better, worse, or about the same. Right now, we're in a downward trend.
Yeah, it's we don't like the numbers or the trends, and I'm not exactly sure what's causing that. When we come back, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this a little bit, folks, as we uncover more about what's causing all this through Sam's report. In just about 3 minutes, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
You can do anything with the top of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.